We're back. We're here with Ted Gunderson. And I hope you understand how significant this information that Ted Gunderson and Clarence is giving here, because it explains what is going on. And I want to go back to Ted to let him finish up on his comment before we went on break. Ted, could you continue?
Oh, sure. Well, Mike Reconosciuto has been a very, very close friend of mine for decades. And when the Oklahoma City bombing occurred, Michael called me. And he said that that bomb was not a fertilizer bomb. It fit the pattern of what he called ammonia nitrate bomb. I'll call it a barometric bomb. And he said it was the bomb itself was developed by his dad's company called Hercules Manufacturing Silicon Valley. And it was manufactured by Dyna Nobel out of Salt Lake City. And for anybody with any sense knows anything about bombs to think that a truck bomb, ammonia nitrate truck bomb, took half of that building apart and made a half moon out of it is absolutely ridiculous. And Michael told me that...
Hello? Yeah, it looks like we're losing Ted there.
Ted, are you there?
I can't hear Ted. Can you
when,
guys
when
hear me?
When it was tested in the 1980s,
no, I can't.
82, that it was so under the underestimated, and one technician was killed and two others injured. And so I conducted my own investigation of the Murrah building. And as a matter of fact, I have a report, 222-page report on that. I made two trips to Oklahoma City out of, with my retirement check. And let me stop, and before I go any further on Oklahoma, let me mention that I have a website, the Malcolm and I have a website. We have tedgunderson.com that you folks should look at. And also, we give away free DVDs, which includes, when you go to tedgunderson.com, it has you can get a copy of my Oklahoma City report, 222 pages. And the free DVDs are #FREE-DVD.com.
Oh, by the way, Ted, let me butt in here. When you go to www.1, now that's a numeric one. Don't spell it out. 1-free, F-R-E-E, -DVD.com, we have all kinds of DVDs. That all these DVDs are worth $15 to $25 each. We have them on there for free. That you pay only a nominal shipping and handling fee. And these DVDs, we have lots of them that cover the Oklahoma City bombing. So if you go through the list, you'll see a lot of DVDs concerning, and Ted's own report concerning Oklahoma City bombing. And also we have DVDs, probably one of the best library of DVDs on the 9/11 and the truth about what happened with 9/11. But I want to encourage people, when they go to the website, if you will explore all I can say is the bowels of the website, you can go very deep into that website and uncover information that most Americans are not aware of. For instance, I have a picture on that website 2 weeks before the Oklahoma City bombing. I have a photograph, an aerial photo that was taken by a pilot and his son who happened to be flying over the National Forest there outside Oklahoma, and you can see the Army encampment with a Ryder truck inside and tents and fertilizer bins and fertilizer spilt all over the ground. It was an Army operation, a covert operation.
Now, we're going to talk more about that, Clarence, when we come back.
Okay.
I want to finish up with Ted, and we'll be right back after spring.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes.
We're back, and it's late night with BN on RBN. Callers 800-313-9443. We have three callers up. But Ted, before I take those calls, I want to finish up with what we were discussing before. The reason, okay, we are all in agreement. I had gotten information from attorney Jesse Trudeau, who also lost a brother that was incarcerated. In regards to a bank robbery, he was murdered, and he did extensive background on the Oklahoma City case. And anyway, he had an affidavit signed by one of the guys. It was
Nichols.
Nichols, basically stating that what that bomb was. It was not out of the Ryder truck. He testified in his statement that Timmy McVeigh was working as an inside, and here we go again with one of these informant type things. He was under a special op program, I would gather, from the Army. So now Clarence had said before we went to break that there was an aerial shot where there was Army facilities activity going on. Now, what was going on from what you surmised? Now, as I said before, I was very much aware of the records being housed in the IRS for the Enron case. There were other records there, government records that were in that building. What was the reason you found they took the building down?
Well, I also heard that there were records there concerning the Mena, Arkansas drug operations.
Yeah, that's true, too. That's what I heard, too.
And the thing about it is that also Terry Nichols has given a signed statement that McVeigh was working with number two man in the FBI who orchestrated it, following Larry Potts.
Mm-hmm.
So I found that very fascinating, too. And Potts was hand-chosen by the director of the FBI, Louis Freeh, by the way. And so what the real reason for Oklahoma City, in addition to destroying those records, was because that was the first of the terrorist attacks leading up to the passage of the Patriot Act. And then along, of course, after that came 9-1-1. Well, first of all, Oklahoma City 95, and then the World Trade Center car bomb in February 26, 1993, was just before that. And then we had 9-1-1, and then right after 9-1-1, the Patriot Act, which had been written during the George Bush Senior administration, was passed within weeks, and not even having congressmen and senators. And, of course, that did what that did. It took away many of our constitutional rights and civil liberties. So this whole terrorist movement, I'll go back to Oklahoma City in a minute, Deanne.
Mm-hmm.
This whole terrorist movement is actually a movement to pass the Patriot Act, set up Homeland Security, take away our constitutional rights and civil liberties. And look at what's happened. The government is secretly operating black operations without any old civilian oversight. We have the government spraying the sky with chemical trails, which is poison being dropped on us every day almost, not only in the United States, but I've personally seen it in Canada and also in Mexico. We have satellites being used to microbeam us and come down and destroy our health. We have microchips in many of us. We have the MKUltra mind control program. Many people are victims of it. And we're talking about the almighty Satan at work. This is unbelievable that it's going on.
Well, not only that,
because of my 222-page report, which I gave to Stephen Jones, McVeigh's attorney, he sent two investigators out to interview me, and they interviewed me for 4.5 hours, and I gave them all the information that I had. Now, I was also told by a defense investigator on the inside that there were at least 11 other individuals involved in Oklahoma City besides McVeigh and Terry Nichols. So this was a government operation. Now, in June of 1995, right after Oklahoma City, President Clinton gave a speech in Hanover, New Hampshire, I think it was June the 19th, and he made a statement that the bomb in Oklahoma City was a miracle of technology. Since when did an ammonium nitrate fertilizer bomb become a miracle of technology? So,
let me ask you another question, Ted. Now, with the Oklahoma City issue, did you know of a agent working, John Gary Peeler? Did you know anything about him?
No, I did not.
Okay. But there has been a number of things that had gone on out of Oklahoma City from that. No major investigation. People out there that were in Oklahoma City, there was no payment, death payments for the families. Nothing had done at all. Still lingering. Why? Why is that? Why didn't they ever do anything in regards to assist the families that lost so much during that day?
Well, it was worse than that. First of all, we're dealing with a corrupt government at virtually every level within the government, the FBI, the CIA, the NSA. These agencies have been infiltrated by the Illuminati. And that was part of the master plan of 230-some years ago when the 25 goals were set forth to take over the world. And they've done a fantastic job. You have to give them credit for it. But we're talking about government corruption at the highest levels. And I forget, what was your question, Deanne? Did I get off the topic there?
No, but I just, I'm going to go to my callers and ask John to ask you a couple of questions, but I want to go to Mo in Oregon. Mo, are you there? Welcome to Deanne Brilliant Show. Mo?
Yeah, I'm having some trouble with the phones here. I'm not able to bring them up right now.
Can you bring any of the callers up?
No, I'm not able to mash any more lines that are paying me.
Okay. All right, well, we're trying to...
Let me drop John off real quick, and I'll bring up the caller.
Okay, hold on. We're having a little difficulty in bringing the caller in. Just give a few. We have Mo in Oregon.
There's Mo.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hi, Mo.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much indeed. I appreciate you taking my call, dear. And the reason I called, I would like to have a few comments, if it's possible. And my first comment is, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Uh-huh.
Okay. My first comment is that right at your door, it was a movie that it was censored in the United States. And it was made by Lionsgate, and now it's available in all Hollywood or blockbusters. And this movie everybody needs to watch. It's called Right at Your Door, and it's about terror just hits home, and Dirty Bombs, Toxic Ash, and Martial Law. Terror hits home when a young couple is separated during a citywide bomb attack on Los Angeles. The infrastructure is crippled. The air is raining unknown toxic agents. And Lexi is trying to get home to the husband before it's too late. I advise all your listeners, go to the Blockbuster or Hollywood Video, rent this movie, and even you can purchase it. You need to have a copy of this movie with you because you learn a lot out of this movie. That what will the cooking for all of us in near future.
Well, I think that's a good idea. And I think, too, with these movies, tapes, even Ted Gunderson's material, we need to start going and renting rooms and having a family outings with neighbors and sit down and talk about these things and share, because, again, this is election time. And you need to look at this stuff, folks, and understand that this stuff is really going on, and we need to make it a decision and bring this to the conscious awareness of the elected candidates that might be president, that we don't want this anymore. We need to change and create a better United States. Another thing, too, Clarence, what he said is very true. They have technology. When you turn your TV off, they still can watch you through the cable network. They've done that about 20 years ago, at least. And the way the televisions are set up, it's a connect signal that can pick up your picture from your room. And also, you can watch TV from the opposite end. So, again, this technology, they're spying on us nonstop. And, again, if we're not knowledgeable of this and we don't understand that everything they're using is tools to use against us in order to put together this new world structure, we're going to be doomed. And pretty soon we won't be able to even talk about this stuff openly, the United States and the
freedom. No, they're ending free speech, Dion. And I want to mention what that guy said about recommending that movie. I wrote it down. He said it's called Right at Your Door. They always tell us in advance what they're going to do to us at the theater.
Exactly.
And I can prove it. I can prove it. Because you got to understand that that this country, since the assassination of JFK, is owned lock, stock, and barrel. The CIA has its fingers in big business, in the movie industry, in everything. Maybe before this show's over, I'll tell you about an investigation that Ted and I did and how the CIA was able to go throughout the United States and alter pictures of a murdered female and turn a female finger into a male finger on the internet and on television. That's a very interesting story. But talking about I've experienced the technology. I've been microwave beamed. It's something about my medulla oblongata. I can feel when I'm being beamed in the back of my neck on the left side. And they beamed me from space. I have been driving in my car and had a van pull next to me, and they were able to kill my electronic system in my car and cause it to die where I couldn't restart it. They have equipment to actually scan into your home, and they can see everybody in the house, what you're doing, and everything from the street inside of a van.
I have to stop you again. We'll be right back after this break. Callers, we'll be right back up. 800-313-9443.
Mm-hmm. Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, we're back. Deanne, I am. And we're here late night with Deanne on RBN. During the week, this is Truth Radio from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. We had some excellent guests last week. We had Peter Lance on, five-time Emmy winner for a series of Sentinel, and he has the book of Triple Cross. We had him on here. We had Stuart Swilo on last night on Blog Talk Radio, and we're going to have a lot more guests, so just stay tuned. That's 6 to 7 Central Time. If you want information, go to my website, which is justiceradio.wetpaint.com, justiceradio.wetpaint.com. Also, folks, too, I need your help and assistance, too, to keep my radio broadcast going, syndicated around. And if you could make a donation, that would be great. Deanne.Burley@gmail.com through PayPal, Deanne.Burley@gmail.com through PayPal. We're putting a lot of things together and trying to help a lot of folks out, and gets difficult, you know, kind of like a man operation. And remember, too, we need your support here, a lot of support here at Republic Broadcasting, because this is where the news is. This is where the facts are.
Hey, Deanne, this is Clarence Malcolm, and, of course, we're on with my retired FBI boss, Ted Gunderson. And I just want to finish up what I was not able to finish before we went to break. I wanted to mention that I was talking about how the CIA controls the movie industry in this country, and I can prove it. Right before 9/11, there was a TV series, I don't remember the name of it, but that TV series showed them flying a jetliner into the World Trade Center, and it veered up and missed it. And then you have this musical group that had the cover of their album that had the Twin Towers exploding. We had, in other words, and now they've come out with a movie called The Legend, which is a remake of the old movie Omega Man, which is about everybody on the in America dying of a biological attack. And that starred Charlton Heston. And the new version of that called The Legion, or it's out in the theaters right now.
Yeah, the first one was actually with Vincent Price. They had three of them. And they also had this movie, too, with Bruce Willis, Die Hard, the last one. It shows the depiction of the money trail of the World Trade Center.
Yeah, so they tell you what they're going to do, because if they can put it out as fantasy, then people, when they hear about it actually happening, in their minds, they connect it with the movie. Oh, that's all fantasy. That's all conspiracy theory. But the fact is, it's reality. And that what we're dealing with is what's known as false flag terrorism, and the government, Ted has the documentation, the videos, the contacts, to prove that every single terrorist event that's occurred in this country since Waco has been orchestrated, planned, orchestrated, and carried out by covert operations within the United States government.
I'm going to stop you here for a minute, Clarence, because I have two callers, but I have a question. Do either of you know or had any dealings with Operation Mountain Express 2, 3?
No, I don't know. I don't know anything about that.
Well, Operation Mountain Express 2 and 3 brought huge amounts of drugs in from Afghanistan and various other Middle Eastern countries, and they were bringing it in shiploads. It was black tar heroin and crystallized meth that they were using as a measure to move and create money for funding Al-Qaeda cells. And then one was in Minnesota, the other one was in California, and went through a lot of Midwestern cities. And as the operation went back into the 90s up until about 2000, 2001, very interesting. And I was wondering if you had any dealings, because it was a DEA case.
I did not.
Yeah, I'm going to a caller to here, Byron in Canada. Byron, are you here?
You betcha.
Hey, Byron, how you doing?
Good, first time listener. I've listened to some of the other shows, but I've never stayed up or I never kept the radio on long enough to catch your show before.
Oh, well, thank you for listening.
I missed the first part of it. Yeah, really, really interesting. But I have trouble kind of believing what you guys are saying. George Bush, after 9/11, came on the air, and we know he's a reborn Christian. And he said they attacked us because they hate our freedom and our democracy.
Do you believe that?
George Bush is
you're being sarcastic.
Get away from us.
Yeah, okay.
Well, that's what George Bush, and I mean, he's a Christian, and Christians don't lie, do they?
George Bush is not a Christian. He says he's a Christian.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Hey, I want to ask you a question. Now you keep saying FBI, CIA, they're all corrupt.
They're not all corrupt. There's a lot of good people in the ranks. What's the problem is, Byron, is the leaders are corrupt. The leaders, they're the ones that are calling the shots. For example, there were two agents in Chicago who wanted to open a criminal investigation of Osama bin Laden, and they were forbidden by a supervisor from Washington, D.C. from opening the investigation.
So are you saying, are the Muslims, are they in bed with these crooked guys?
Wait, we'll have to hold that. We're going to break. We'll be right back. Byron, don't go anywhere. Leo will be right back with you. Hold on. We'll be right back after this break. 800-313-9443.
Your You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hi, we're back. Late Night with Deanne, RBN. Now, I want to say something real quick. I'm going back to Byron in Canada, and I'll let Ted and Clarence finish up here. But the thing is, that what Byron asked was the Arabs. It wasn't just Arabs. There were many different groups of people involved with this, and that's why he was saying that it has to do with these special orders, you know, these people like Illuminati, various other groups. You had the Mossad mixed into this. You had the people from Saudi Arabia mixed into this. You had a number of people from Egypt involved. Many of worked with various other agencies that were connected, not only in the United States but outside. Number of agencies, number of groups came together for these events, going from Oklahoma City, 1993, World Trade Center, and then also the 2001 event. And Ted, I'm going to go back to Carl, and he wasn't finished with giving his question.
Yeah, hey, well, see, here's the problem I have. Now, you were saying there was Arab groups involved, and I think, you know, I'm not saying there wasn't, because I don't have any proof. But the only thing is, with all these bombings, if you really want to be honest, they only, you always look for a motive. And the motive behind the 9/11, the first bombing even, and I even heard the Oklahoma bombing was supposed to have been pinned on Saddam Hussein. That was the gold, is what I heard. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. But you have to look at, now, what is the motive of somebody to do this?
Well, one of the motives, really quick, is in New York, there was a whole fiduciary thing in the insurance industry going on with the Lloyd's of London. The Twin Towers themselves, what I go by in my research, and it might be different than Ted and different than Clarence, as I said, I worked in the courts. The way I do is I go through court records, and I go through intel reports that maybe, let's say, non-classified documentation and things that I'm privy to from other sources. That's what I use, hard source, hard documents. So if you go into 1993, court documents of what happened with the Twin Towers, it states in there different individuals that were involved with Oklahoma City. There's also a huge mention of Saudi Arabian royal family being involved with September 11th. Including testimony from Randy Youssef, which was there with there's evidence reports attached to this. And these are all fiduciary evidence that are supportive in a court brief that was brought into court and used in filing and also having judgment in regards to criminal acts in September 11th. It's all in those reports.
But, you know, here's the question, Deanne, is why would Saudi Arabia, that their very existence hinges on United States propping them up, I'm talking about the government, now why would they get involved in something like this? I mean,
they've been involved from the get-go. They've been involved with Bush family from the get-go.
Yeah, well,
if you look at the history of George W. Bush, and you look at the fact that George W. Bush had Bin Laden at the age of 16 or 17 living on his property in Crawford, Texas, and he was trained in the CIA where the very family was involved with Bath. James Bath was a funding source between the Frauds and also George Bush. There is fiduciary responsibilities between the Saudis and also the Bush family because the Bush family was in business with them from day one.
Yeah, we know that with the old man, Bin Laden and stuff like that. They've been, the Carlyle Group, we know that they've been in
more than the Carlyle Group. There are so many business contranglations of different business and oil ties and financial ties, CIA ties.
That's the point, Dan. Why would they risk pulling something off like 9/11 or the 93 bombing and have, I mean, the thing is, Israel has been, they would love to see Saudi Arabia destroyed. I mean,
also mentioned that the Mossad was involved.
I understand.
But there's more things
than... I still can't figure out why would the Saudis, that their very existence hinges on the U.S. government propping them up, why would they take a chance of doing something like that? And why wouldn't the news media be more... You know, going after the Saudis
media?
When Israel would love to see the Saudis destroyed.
Dion is absolutely right. It just don't make sense when you look at it from that perspective. You have to look at it from the right perspective, which is the fact that the Saudis, the Pakistanis, and these terrorists are nothing but puppets that were trained by our CIA. They were trained. We have a video at 1-3.
Now, I disagree with that totally because of the fact that I saw in my scenario, Saudi Arabian princes involved with money trade, dealing with mortgage industries. They were tied to James Bath that was involved with these different groups, and there's enough people out there that had been involved in these cases going on before September 11th. They tried to bring enlightenment to the public of what was going on. Again, it isn't a situation where these people are involved in or at. It's about where their fiduciary monies go into and what corporations they're involved in.
Well,
this is a corporate war, and it has nothing to do
with we put things on ethnicities, we put things on situations with certain groups of people, when it's a combined effort, combined, to create a new world order.
The government will not let us follow the money trail on the 9/11. They said it's not important. Now, Ted will tell you, as a professional investigator, that the first thing you do when there's a crime is you follow the money trail, yet the White House has shut down every effort to try to, we are not able to find out where the funding came from because this whole thing is a gigantic cover-up. Ted,
well,
comment
on that. Disagree with that, too, because if you go into the financial records of the Treasury Department, there is a list of all the people that were involved with financing September 11th. There's huge amounts of records of money laundering, racketeering, et cetera, where each person pinpointed. And each, even the Holy Land Foundation is mentioned in there, and different people in regards to where this money was coming in and out of the country that was involved with funding.
Where's the forthcoming prosecutions? There's none.
Well, the thing is, that's not true. There's cases still pending. Nobody, see, this is what's going on. If you have a case and you bring it, and you and Ted have gone through this, as you had stated before, you bring this stuff into federal court, they're not going to touch it. Now, why is that? If you go in and try to file a lawsuit now, it's gagged up, and they are told to stand down. That means that from higher up somewhere in the government, through clout, because these people are getting backdoored money, through a GOP, various other people come in and give them dollars through the back door. When they put word down saying that these other agencies, like the policing agencies, are supposed to not do anything, they don't do. So there's nothing happening. I got a federal law case going in federal court right now with actual documented evidence of something that happened out here before September 11th. I can't get it heard. Who's stopping it? Fitzgerald. Who's stopping a lot of these things because they are being told from the top, because there's corruption within the Justice Department and through different means, that this is the reason why these things are being stopped. James Ambush in New York is the attorney for John O'Neill. He has a lot of evidence in regards to what happened to John O'Neill, former FBI agent, that died allegedly in the a World Trade Center 2 incident. His body was later placed in the building. He was not killed during the time the building collapsed. There has been evidence of that, gagged up. There's a situation in New York right now. There's been the Port of Authority, and it is documented record, that Lloyd's of London was going to file bankruptcy from 1993 incident. Because the Trade Center buildings went down, bankruptcy went away. Why? Because they got money out of the insurance industry, and it took care of the situation with Lloyd's of London, made it solvent again, and they moved their fiduciary responsibility off of Lloyd's of London into a different insurance group, which has to do with AXA and various other insurance companies that had more money to put out there than Lloyd's of London. So these are things that there's so much information out there that is available to the public eye that you have to look for. And that's one thing we don't do. We can't look at the regular news media because the regular news media does not research like we do over
at the
other.
They're controlled.
Totally controlled because they have fiduciary connections.
Dan, if I may, I'll just finish up here, and I don't know if I can agree with you on what you're saying, because you're saying...
It's documented. Just look at
the
documents.
Yeah, okay. I know, like, the 93 World Trade bombing, I know that was the government set that up. I know that they're the ones that furnished the dynamite or
exactly.
the explosives.
Exactly.
I know that. I mean, it was in the New York Times. I read the article.
But you can't just go by the New York Times.
Okay.
You need to look at the actual documented evidence of the court hearing. You can go in the law find or whatever. Just pull up the document and read it.
Okay, Deanne, let him finish the statement, Deanne.
Sure.
Yeah, okay, but statement is this. I don't believe for a minute if it was Muslims or Arabs that was involved that the news media would have went after them. With everything they got. And I'll give you an example. You mentioned the Holy Land Foundation. If you look at the evidence they had against it, there was virtually no evidence whatsoever, and yet they've just been Well, they drove them into bankruptcy. Look at Sammy.
Did you ever look at the evidence that the Dallas Star had on the Holy Land Foundation? The reporters were all sued financially against their own personal assets, and Shumel shut down in regards to bringing out stuff before the thing happened to the World Trade Center. They had knowledge of this down in Texas before they moved their operations out of Texas.
Well, I have never seen, and I've read quite a bit of stuff on that Holy Land.
Get the archives of the new, the
right. Valley
Star.
But
I mean, the thing
is,
there was a lot of accusations and stuff like that against these guys.
Not allegations, but like I said, check the Dallas Star.
Yeah,
and then also look into
but take a look at all of the other. Take a look at all the other Muslim charities that they have went after, and you get down in just about in every case. You get down to it. There is virtually. It's a joke what they have been persecuting these charities for. Even individuals like that Sammy Al Ariary and the Florida professor, like if you looked at that trial and what they did to that man, there was virtually, I mean, the only thing he did, he spoke out against the Israelis. And that's the only thing they had
on
him.
I'm not saying all these people that they have brought up were. I'm not saying
yeah, but you can't even name, a suit. A trial that's been brought up against anybody that was a Muslim or Arab that has any actually...
I didn't say it's all Arabs. Again, I said that there were Mossad, I said there were Saudis involved, and I said there were other groups involved in this. It was more than one thing.
Yeah.
Everybody's single-minded in this. It was
like I said, when I look at, I always look at who has the motives, who benefits the most from it, and there is only... mainly one group of people in one country beside big corporation that really benefited from what's been going on in the last 10 years, especially since 9/11.
And who's got financial backing in a lot of these big corporations? Have you ever looked?
Well, I'm sure...
I have.
I might have stocks in... In Carlisle or something, but it doesn't mean I'm involved with any of the decisions.
Not talking about that
Look, nobody has all the answers, and I see a lot of truth in what Deanne has to say. And this gentleman, I have to agree with him on a lot of points that he's making, and we're all still trying to put the pieces of puzzle together. That's what Ted's been doing for years. He's just, you take this information. There's a lot of misinformation out there, deliberately put out there to confuse and, so you have to cipher through a lot of misinformation and you got to understand the media is 100% controlled by just a few families and they're merging these corporations together. The problem that America is facing is we're doing the opposite of what Dr. Ron Paul says that we need to do, and that is get completely out of international entangling alliances, political alliances, and we need to go back to a strict constitutional standard that our forefathers had designed for this country, and it's the only way we're going to get out of this terrible soup that we're in, this mess that we're in, is we've got to get back to strict constitutional, follow the Constitution strictly and get out of these entangling. And of course, big business is another problem. It's corporatism, and corporatism is the equivalent of fascism, because if you look at a corporate structure, you have, the executives at the top, which represents in a class system your wealthy class. You have your middle management, and then on the bottom, you have the masses of workers. So our country wasn't designed to be set up like that. In this country, everybody is equal under the law, but what we have is we have these privileged elites. The more money you have, the more you're able to get away with white-collar crime and violent crime, and we see that over and over again. We're suffering from corporatism.
At all, Clarence, until we clear up.
What's that?
Clean up. It won't change at all until we clean up the judicial system. There are, at this point, I would say at least close to 100, maybe close to 1,000 cases being filed
from all the way from before September 11th cannot be heard in court. It's one-sided justice.
You're
and once they go in and open that up and clean it up, that's when the truth will
come
out.
You're not going to clean it up. And I'll tell you one reason why you'll never clean up the judicial system. You have to understand our founding fathers did not design the American system of jurisprudence to be turned over to a private club, a union, known as the American Bar Association and its local and state affiliates. You have these lawyers are the whole problem with this country is that you've got this special interest group of attorneys who are working in all three branches of government. They are a fraternity, and they turn their backs when their comrades, when their brethren, perpetrate felony crime. You know, they're in the executive branch, they're in the judicial branch, they're in the legislative branch making the laws. Until we get, and by the way, that organization, the American Bar Association and its affiliated, they exist in violation of this nation's antitrust and anti-monopoly laws. They're organized crime.
I have to stop you here. We're going to break, and Byron, thank you. I'm going to have Leo up after the break, and John, if you got any questions, be right back.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree? I travel the world and the seven seas. Everybody,
I guess I'm here. I hope. Here we go. We're back up, and I got another caller, Leo in Massachusetts. Leo, are you there?
Hello?
Leo?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hi, Leo. Thank you for coming on to the DM Early Show. You have a question?
Yeah. Mr. Gunderson, I have three names, and I have about three or four questions. The names are Casolaro, Webb, Thompson. The question is, what do they know? And the second question is, how come you're still here?
How come what?
And the third question is, could you please put out a primer for people who get into this kind of information so that they can protect themselves from getting done in?
Let's start with your first question. Don't leave because I'm not sure I understood the second question. Danny Casolaro was murdered. He was getting ready and was in the process of writing a book called Octopus.
Right.
Stu Webb is, and I can prove this, an FBI informant who specializes in disinformation on the Internet. Thompson, are you talking about Philip Arthur Thompson?
Hunter.
Huh?
Hunter.
Hunter Thompson. I don't know that much about Hunter Thompson.
He had access or knowledge of the snuff films. That's what Thompson's thing supposedly was.
Who are you talking about? Out of Denver, yes. And he was writing the book.
And Gary Webb was killed because of his investigation in the CIA drugs.
Oh, okay, you're talking about Gary Webb, not Stu Webb, right? Okay, and yes, and Hunter Thompson was in the process of writing a book on snuff films, ties into the Nebraska Franklin cover-up case, child molestation, pedophilia, and satanic cults.
And how come you're still here?
Huh?
How come you're still here?
He's had six attempts on his life, at least.
Many attempts on my life. I've, through divine intervention, I've had gunmen waiting for me. But if you look at the, if you Google me now, I'm on the Internet 183,000 times. And if they come out and blow me away, it'll be, it'll give me credibility and as to what I've been saying and preaching about for the last 28 years. Now, it isn't that they haven't tried. The latest thing they tried to do in Las Vegas, they tried to poison me, and I had to move overnight from Las Vegas to Claytonia, Nebraska, because they were giving me a poison gas that caused my blood pressure to go up. Hopefully, they wanted me to come down with a heart attack or stroke.
Yeah,
I'm a witness to that. Ted never had a blood pressure problem at all, not at all, until they started pumping gas into our home office in Las Vegas, and that gas caused his blood pressure to go up to 140 over, what was it, Ted, 190?
No, it was 242 over 119.
And the reason that particular gas was made up of arsenic, cyanide, and another element, a heavy metal, and it's designed to make you look like you died of natural causes. You have a stroke or a heart attack, and then the coroner rules that you died of natural causes, but it was actually induced by the gas. Ted and I believe that literally dozens, if not hundreds, of Americans have been killed just like that, including possibly Johnny Cochran.
And I didn't get a chance to answer Leo's last two questions.
I want to know how you could...
hang on a second. We're going to break, and we'll continue this after the break. The last hour. Hold on, please, Leo. We'll be right back.
With recent